So that's a very useful way to use that in business. And when you come to the practitioner training, we'll talk a little bit more about other uses in business. One of the things that I've done is I've used this very, very successfully in negotiation. Let me tell you a story. I was at one point hired by a group of North American natives from southwestern Alaska to assist them in getting a $7 million loan. And I got a call from the head of the business who said, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the BIA, has just told us that they're not going to look at our loan application for 6 months to a year from now. We can't survive for 6 months from here. We need a loan now because we're in the process of building this great resort up in Alaska. So the four of us hopped on a plane. I was in Hawaii and the three guys from Alaska, and we flew down to Washington. And we got into the BIA and the Department of the Interior, and the first guy we met with, we started to talk to him. And we used rapport in groups. Now, I think if I were going to do negotiation, and I do a fair amount of negotiation, I think whenever I do negotiation, I would like to have at least an equivalent number of people on my team as they have on their team. And not for a show of force and not for a show of power, but for people to be able to match and mirror specifically other people, match and mirror them so that they would be able to use this to bring the whole group into rapport. And we did this in Washington, D.C. We had the two native guys. We actually had the chief and his son, and the CEO was carrying the bulk of the digital information, so he did what he could. But then I matched and mirrored one of the BIA guys, and then the chief and his son matched and mirrored the other BIA guys. And then halfway through, we switched it. And I can tell you all about that when you come to the practitioner training, because we've got diagrams on the whole thing. But anyway, at the end of that, the guy said, you know, in 20 years of government, I've never seen my boss so excited about any project that's ever been brought to him. And your project isn't anything special. I don't understand. What do you guys have that no one else has? And I said, well, we're just a bunch of nice guys from Alaska. But the fact is, I would credit rapport with being able to do that. I would say that anytime you're going to negotiate, anytime you're going to do a sales, major sales presentation, whether it's one-on-one or two-on-two or whatever, that you want to be very, very careful to look across at the person and notice their eye patterns, notice their predicates. And we'll show you how to use eye patterns and predicates as we move forward into strategies in a later one of these programs. But use rapport. Use it and use it in groups and use it with individuals, because it will really, really make a major difference. There's a couple things I want to define here before we finish up with eye patterns. I want to define the lead representational system and the primary representational system. And these are simply definitions.